Digital Narcotics.
Hello and welcome to Digital Narcotics, bringing you audio opiates downloaded. I never say that right. I never have got that right once. I've listened to past audio all of those.
Just choking on a dick halfway through saying it.
I don't know why. It's audio audible opiates, and every time I can't remember re-recording just for that. I'm not going to introduce Dando. Dando's here, by the way. He's not with me. He's over Skype, and he's just got a new microphone, which he's dead excited about. I don't know why you got the one that resembles most a bollock. Why did you say that like Yoda? Most a bollock, that does.
It looks like one of the eye thing that comes out of the, you know, the trash compactor in Star Wars.
Well, yeah.
It looks like that, with like a black screen, but the instructions for it were in French. I mean, it's like one of the simplest microphones to use, but I was still like, what the fuck do I do with it? I was like trying to balance it on its head and it's a ball and it was spinning. I was like, I don't know what to do.
You do struggle with technology though. You didn't want to buy it because it meant signing up to Amazon, and it's like, you can't, I just don't want to sign up to it. Yeah, you've signed up to 3 separate Facebook accounts and you still don't have a photograph to go on your Twitter.
But I actually took a day off work to make accounts, and I only managed to get like an Amazon account and like sort out my Skype and my Twitter accounts, and that was it. I had to put my feet up after that because I was just exhausted from the day's work.
The thing is, on my computer, if you set it up, as soon as you like go onto something that requires you to enter into like your address or anything like that, you put one letter in and it does it all for you.
I struggle with that because it'll put it in, but the first time I've put it in, it saved it. But I usually put it in wrong, like I put my full name in, and then I'll like hit enter, like, oh cool, it's got all my details saved. And it's like, oh shit, I fucked it up the first time, so I've got to go back and to change it all and put it in.
Yeah, I understand. Again. You don't want anyone to know that your middle name is and you put it in the first time.
Oh, you're such a cunt. Now everyone knows. Cheers, pal.
It's all right. Do you want me to bleep it so that everyone's in like, What is his middle name? It's something embarrassing that's got to find out. I am going to bleep it.
Yeah, please.
I'm going to leave the and then
beep. But it's weird because that's not supposed to be my middle name, but my dad's handwriting was, it's a true story, my dad's handwriting was so bad. It was meant to be something else, but it actually translates, you know, when it was typed up to say that
what,
instead.
What were it meant to be?
If you bleep it out as well, I'll tell you.
Yeah, go on then.
Yeah, it was meant to be much of a difference, but it's handwriting shit.
What, like,
he had to, because it was handwritten on birth certificates, and it was
that is shit. Ridiculous.
I know, tell me about it. It's not like you can cock James. What if your dad had cocked your name up, James? What would it be? Jane, no, Benjamin, Jane.
Jamie, or I don't know, Jane.
It's not that bad. Jane.
Jane's.
I've been thinking about this a lot. I'm going to print you off some Beethoven cards.
Yes.
I'm going to get some like little plastic white cards and just like put a picture of Beethoven on. And every time you just start bringing like big names into an argument, it'll just be like Beethoven cards.
Yes. Yeah. It was funny today because we're doing a new subject called environmental ethics. It's like, should we look after the planet and stuff? And the guy who's teaching it's a bit of a hippie, and he basically went through like, I think his mistake was to presume that everyone thinks that looking after the environment's a good idea, whereas we do think that, but we want arguments to do it. We don't just presume that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, I was saying to him stuff like, listen, I don't like buying fair trade food. It was like, why? It's like, it just doesn't taste as good. It was like, well, it tastes better. He was like, your meat can't taste the cruelty.
I bet half your lecturers just think, oh, here's that cunt. As soon as you walk into your lecture.
Yeah, they're like, oh, this guy.
Here's that guy who makes my daily life a living hell by challenging me and making me think.
Just accept shit. I've known him for like 3 years now, so most of them when you make like say something stupid, they just go, shut up.
That's pretty cool. You've got that relationship with a teacher already, yeah. After 3 years.
Teacher. What are they? Lecturer.
Lecturer, sorry.
Professor.
Professor.
Yeah. I don't know what the difference is between a lecturer and a professor.
But I think it's a salary, to be honest. I've seen some lecturers get paid quite a lot of money.
Yeah.
I think if they've got like a professor. What's it called? A professorate. It's not like a doctorate. It is a doctorate. All right, never mind.
Yeah, because they're all doctor. It's like doctor, Peter. Right, I'm going to have to bleep that out.
All right, yeah.
Yeah, I'll have to bleep one of my lecturers' name. I've been very good not to mention the name of my university so far.
Have you? I thought you mentioned it. You said that I work in a bank in Bradford.
No, I said I work for my university.
Oh, right. Oh, fair enough.
Everyone that listens to this doesn't know.
Oh, the fact that I come and see you in your student digs in Preston.
Ah, but do I go to the current university that is in Preston? There's loads of universities around here.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
Fuck it, I go here, yeah.
I get the train every day to Scotland, what are you on about? It's so convenient from Preston.
It is 4 hours, yay!
The train were a fucking nightmare getting back from yours last week.
Were it?
Yeah, it delayed. Like, I couldn't get the train from Preston to Blackburn, you know, just one train. I had to get a bus to Blackburn, where it's right next to...
Why didn't you just get the...
The train wouldn't come to Preston because it was snowed in, or ice on the track or something.
Yeah.
So I had to go to Blackburn instead, and I don't know if you've ever been to Accrington Beach, which is right next to Blackburn.
Yeah, I have.
And it's a fucking shit-hole.
Yeah.
there were like a group of gypsies like, mate, you know, when the train's coming, I'm like, do you not know how to read?
They don't, though. You say that, but they don't.
You don't know how to read?
No.
Why do we let them live? what do you mean? They don't know how to read? This guy was like 18.
Yeah, they don't know how to read.
They don't know how to... What the fuck? Why do we... How do they catch a train without dying? What the fuck? How does someone not know how to read at that age? In England?
They don't go to school and stuff. With the proper travellers, like, you know, Irish, like, ones. Have you not seen that...
They did have an Irish accent, but...
Thing about gypsies and stuff.
Oh, I don't bother my stuff with Channel 4 or shit.
Well, it was really interesting. It was like, I watched it, because at first I was like, oh yeah, this is going to be shit. But then it was really interesting, because you don't realise how different the lives are, and they don't live, like, far away. Like, it's completely different culture. Completely different.
They're just like... Well, I don't know. I suppose I've got, like, a really close-minded view. I just think the majority of them are yobs.
No, not at all.
There was the story recently about the gypsy family that had been abducting homeless people. Pretty much abducting homeless people. They were giving them like a fiver a week to be labourers. And this family were milking them. They were making loads of money off them. And they were just like beating them and shit and giving them bits of rest.
It's a bit of a generalisation to say, therefore, all gypsies are like this.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I understand, like, obviously not all the gypsies are going to be like that, but in my eyes, they are, and we should wipe them out.
Huge. I know you can't probably hear me now. Hitler used to kill gypsies.
Good. Bring him back. why did people think Hitler was a bad guy?
I'm going to move on.
You don't like it when I get into that argument.
No, because I have to explain to everyone that he's only joking. It's like, you're the first person when someone's being like racist or anything to go, oh, this is pissing me off.
Oh yeah, like you messaged me when I was at work because there was that girl, do you remember that young girl? I don't know, I can't be asked saying her name, I'll say if you're bleeping it out. She was saying something about the Japanese.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
like, I wouldn't dare go to the Japanese. And I changed my picture to Hitler, and I was like, yeah, let's just wipe him out. Come on, let's kill him all. Come on.
Yeah, it's like, what was it? It was that girl that sold her virginity.
Oh, that was it.
Yeah, she did an online, I don't know if we've talked about this before on one of the podcasts, but she did an online thing saying, I'll sell my virginity to the highest bidder, and there were loads of conditions and stuff, and they're like, you had to do it in a place which was, like, you know, safe and stuff like that, use condom, and there were loads of conditions to it in this contract. And she bid it up, and I think it got to, like, 200 grand or something like that. They were, like, quite really expensive. Okay. And there was two people bidding. There was a Japanese guy and an American guy. And she was like, oh, I'm glad it went to the American guy because I wouldn't want it to go to the Japanese guy. And I was like, why?
She put something like, she used a term of disgust, didn't she? She went, I wouldn't dare go with a Japanese guy or something, which if you're not attracted to him, fair enough, but you...
It's a thin line. She was saying that American people are better than Japanese people. It wasn't, I am not personally attracted to Japanese people, but it's like, she was saying that, oh, that's the type of thing that Japanese people would do, and it's like...
that was it, I remember. Yeah, she was just... Yeah, that's right. I'm not actually racist, I'm actually...
I did one recently after last week's podcast. I don't know if you saw it. I'll get it up in front of me. No, we were saying about that, I'm not racist because I've got friends who are...
Oh, yeah.
I found a perfect example online. It was... I won't mention her name. When I logged in to here, fucking hell, it's been a long time since I've been on here. Just gone at my phone now on Facebook.
Have you seen the? I'll read the opening.
I'll read the opening statement and then we'll see what you think from there. So, I'm not racist because I know people of different races and backgrounds. Full stop. Right, that is a preface. That is the preface of anything that is then racist. It's like, no offence.
Yeah, absolutely.
No offence, but you're a bit of a cunt. That's the type of, you know what I mean?
Yeah, with all due respect, you're a cunt.
Yeah, yeah.
There's absolutely no respect.
In the nicest possible way.
don't take offence to what I'm about to say. I'm probably going to take offence to what you're about
yeah,
to say.
Yeah, I'll stop you right there. If you're going to say something offensive, I will probably still take offence to it. Carry on.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, oh, well, I would be offended, but you did say I might be offended by what you've just said. So, yeah, I agree with you. I think my wife does look like a bit of a dog.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, then it goes... this goes on to... But I won't lie, it does upset me when I see Bradford's population of white English people declining, pubs turning into clothes, shops and takeaways, churches turning into mosques, areas looking scuffy. I have never had men of different backgrounds call me into their car in Ecclesall before, but it happened last week. Two guesses who it was. Sad times.
Oh, I think I know who that is. I think I've deleted them off Facebook because I was fed up of seeing the racist tweets, racist comments that they were putting.
There's like, well, fair enough. Like, you know, it's that in itself is like, oh well, you're fearful of other people's cultures and then probably of yours, and that's like, it makes you sad to see your culture change, which is a legitimate, you know, thing. But
yeah,
then like there's a few like posts about different things, and then the original post put, they are disgusting.
Oh my god.
So I was like, okay, this has gone from a legitimate viewpoint to just out and out racism.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're on about as well.
And then my response was, I'm not sexist because I've got girlfriends, full stop. But it does make me sad seeing that women out of the kitchen.
How did that go down?
She just put, I got her mum, who is an old teacher of ours, but liked it. Like, obviously saw the point. And then she just put, strange person. And then I liked that.
But people just use it as an excuse to be racist, I think, especially from the ones that I've seen.
Yeah, I love the ones, like, no offense, but I just love that preface. I love it. You having a shower? Can you hear someone showering in the background? I was talking, I wanted to get him to come round actually, but he's got lectures now. One of my mates, Nathan, he is like wanting to do something in law, and he's signed up for this voluntary. We went to this work experience event, and we thought, yeah, cool, we'll go to this work experience event. I was really interested, but I thought it was going to be like heads of industry, you know, like local businesses and stuff going, oh, we'll have like stalls with, you know, graduate programs and stuff like that. And all that was there was like Samaritans, Help the Elderly, and, you know, like all these charity things. And I was I don't give a fuck. Yeah. And there was one of them that he was interested in doing, and he signed up for it and stuff. And it was like helping victims of crime. And it was like counselling for people who are victims of crime.
You'd be one of the worst people for that.
Yeah, I looked at it. Like, they said, I'm like standing around waiting for him, and they were like, are you interested in signing up? You seem like, so we're talking to like this guy and stuff that was like looking at the stall, and he said, oh, you seem like a bubbly kind of guy, and you're doing it. I was like, I just don't care enough. And she looked at me like I just slapped her in the face. I was like, well, I loved her, but I just lack commitment in other people's problems.
In giving a fuck.
Yeah.
Do you want to pause it there a second?
Why? It's fine. It's not a problem.
All right, cool.
What is it? Yeah. So he said, I'm going to do this. And I said, well, what are you going to do? Your official title is like a victim crime support officer or something like that. Like, so you like, crime victim support officer or something like that. And yeah, we were just saying, imagine like bursting into a room and going, stop talking to my client. This interview is over.
Get away from him. You don't have to say anything.
You know, I'm a victim. I want to say something. I'm giving my statement. Don't say another word. Do you want to see my credentials? And then throw the wallet at him.
You'll say nothing or I won't represent you in court.
There's only a few credit cards and money in here. And a student card and a Greg's card. Yes, there are my credentials. Read them and weep. Get out.
I know what you mean. I really don't understand. I don't know how you feel about it, but I don't understand people who can do care work. Like, it's just, it's got such a depressive vibe to it, and it seems really hard work as well. I just don't see the benefit anyone gets from it, because a lot of the carers actually wind up hating the parents that the patients that they care for.
The parents who they care for.
Parents, yeah, you could be parents as well.
No, I do get it. I think it's like a really like good job, but I think that a lot of people end up in like care work and support work by accident.
By accident?
No, like literally, like
outside. Wind up working here.
yeah. They're just walking past and someone grabs them and pulls them in and goes, support these people. No, I don't mean like that. I mean like, they'll be doing something else, and then there'll be an opportunity, and then they'll end up like, you know, just doing it by a matter of course.
It's a really vicious game of tick. It's like, oh, they're your responsibility now. I'm free.
Oh, no. Oh, come on, then. Let's go and talk about your problems.
Bend over. I'll spit on your ass and wipe.
It's one of those professions that when someone tells you they do it, it's like, oh, so what do you do? Oh, I'm a social worker. The thing that comes into your mouth to say, but you shouldn't, is, I'm so sorry.
Wait, what was that?
Just like, as soon as that you go, like when you go, oh, so what do you do? You do, and you go, I'm a social worker. What I always want to say is just, oh, I'm so sorry.
I get that. Oh, sorry. How do you make it through the week? How do you get up on a morning?
Yeah, you know what I mean? It's like, you just shouldn't say it, but I always want to go, I'm just so sorry. And then just to see the reaction.
They have kind of like an accepting look on their face, like, I know.
Yeah, they just like look at you like, you understand.
I understand. It's shit, isn't it?
Yeah.
We'll just take your belt off and give it to him. Just start like hanging it up for him. There you go.
Oh, do you, I might try and start a profession which is social work for social workers.
Just an infinite loop of social workers.
And then social workers for social workers.
Welcome to the support for social workers. And Pac-Man enthusiasts.
Oh dear. Right. Should we have a look for some news stories or something?
Yeah, well, I was reading one recently. Did you hear about the Norway goat cheese fire closes tunnel? Just like a common occurrence. It is actually a common occurrence.
Was that a headline?
Yeah. No, I've read it just as it is. Norway goat cheese fire closes tunnel. And it's because it's like a really dry cheese. What the fuck are we doing with this podcast? Anyway, it's a dry cheese and it's full of, like, fat and sugar.
I'm sorry, but, like, there's dry things. I'm dry at the moment. Like, my clothes are dry, but I don't understand why this would cause a fire.
All right, mine is stopping wet. It's fast to change.
I just spontaneously combust.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Anyway, what were we talking about? You were talking about things combusting because they're dry, which don't make any logical sense, but carry on.
Yeah, it's goat cheese, and it was in Norway. And it's just like a really dry type of cheese, and it's full of like salt. And apparently, it's got a history of spontaneously combusting. And anyway, this guy was just driving a truck through what the fuck's it called? A tunnel? Oh my god, he's driving it through a tunnel, and it just randomly set on fire. And he thought, all right, I'll just leave it here. So he left a truck on fire in the middle of this tunnel. And he just rang his boss after he'd got home, said, oh, yeah, I didn't make that delivery.
How did he get out of the tunnel? Did he just, like, stick out his thumb and go, oh, that happened?
Pretty much. In different countries, hitchhiking is still, like, a common means of transport. Just like, oh, I don't care if you're a sex killer.
Yeah.
There's a chance of me getting home. Yeah, you can fuck me all you want.
Yeah, it's like I was having a discussion today about, like, Scandinavian countries, and there was this guy in a lecture today, and I was basically saying, like, he was saying, but how can we as people go into one country and say that female circumcision is wrong? And I go, I've got an idea, because it's one, fucking disgusting, two, it's harmful to them and to the people that they're doing it to, and three, again, fucking disgusting.
What's the benefit?
There's no benefit. It's detrimental to them. There's no benefit. And he was saying, but how can we, like, impose our views on them? I was like, well, the thing is quite easily, because what we got, say if there's, like, a person of a different culture comes to this country, and they're, like, just down the road, and they're doing something to harm another person of their culture, are you obligated to help them? And in ways, so say, if, like, they're in serious trouble, like, it's in their culture that they push one of their family members into a road.
Oh, cool.
Like, are you obligated to help them? He was like, oh, yeah, of course you are. And I was like, well, say if they're a little bit further down the road, are you still obligated to help them, even though you know it's happening? They're like, well, yeah. Of course you are. I was like, right, so let's just take that and we'll push them all the way. Like, I keep asking that question until they get to a different country with their own culture. And then, are you still obligated to help them? And he was like, I don't know. I was like...
Because then the only different factor is the distance between where you are and where they are.
But you still know it's happening. You still know it's happening.
Yeah, that's the point. I understand the point that you were making. It's just like, well, why should that affect anything? Why should that change how you act?
Yeah. Because I went, well, if you just gone to me, well, I don't actually give a fuck. I'd have took that as a good answer. I'd have been like, yeah, me neither. But the point still stands.
Well, it depends how many sharks and whales are in between you and where they live. If it's below a certain number, hands are tied, can't do well. If there's a lot of them, just bomb them.
Just bomb them. Fucking hell. No, let's do some sketches. Why are you calling for a medic like that?
What do you mean?
Medic! You said I was going to be okay, yet you're frantically calling for a medic. It's not exactly filling me with confidence in my survival.
Don't talk like that. You're going to be fine. Medic!
Just did it again.
What?
Called for a medic frantically. Try again.
Medic?
That's better.
Do you want me to tell anyone anything?
What do you mean?
Like, do you want me to tell your family anything?
Yeah, tell them I've been hit, not to worry, I'm going to be fine, it's just a flesh wound.
No, you can tell them that yourself.
Why ask me then?
Well, it's just what you do in these kind of situations, isn't it?
Well, I don't know, I've never been in this situation. I can't say I've frequently been shot in war.
Yeah, I suppose you're right.
You said I was going to be fine.
You are.
I'm not a doctor, but I'm quite obviously bleeding to death.
Don't say that. You're gonna be fine. Medic!
Fuck you.
Digital narcotics.
News. If you've just joined us, where the fuck have you been? News starts every night at 10 o'clock and you can't make it on time. I mean, you've missed the first part of this amazing broadcast. You can't go on the internet and research this stuff, guys. I mean, you're going to be telling people down the pub old news, they're going to laugh at you. I mean, just get here on time, alright? Alright.
Welcome to Digital Narcotics Restaurant Review. Speaking of restaurants, Dando, where have you been recently?
I've actually been at that Pippo's, you know, that local Italian in that's not where I live at all.
It's nowhere pushing near my house. Local to its semantic limit. So where have you been, Pippo's?
I just don't want people to find case they hear our podcast. Yeah, do you know that one that used to be the Seven Stars where the gay people and it killed each other?
Oh, yeah, like that's like a story Romeo for another time. Oh, I know what you mean, yeah. Is it all right?
Well, as good as an Italian in Bradford would be. It lives up to its expectations.
Speaking of things... Like, I went to one recently, and I won't mention the name because I don't want to be too harsh, because it's shit. But, I went to one, and it's like, you know when places are called Oriental?
Yeah.
You know there's no one there that's of an Oriental persuasion. There's never not been an Oriental restaurant in the history of the whole world that, you know, that would have the lack of self-respect to describe themselves as Oriental.
They're like forcing employees to wear like sellotape from the corner of their eyes, and they're like giving each other like weird name tags like Sony and Sega, like a proper broad Yorkshire accent.
Well, I went to this place, and it's advertised as an Oriental place, and I've got a copy of the menu here. And there's not one Oriental dish on it.
mushy peas and chips. It's with, like, with a lemon wedge, make it oriental.
It's like the main selling point is like chops, like pork chops or like different types of chops. And there's like the only mentioning of oriental is like the choice of how hot you want them as in spice.
That's not really oriental, though, is it? I mean, no. you think spice, you think, like, India and Mexico.
Exactly. Because it goes, like, the options of, like, how hot you want it go from very hot at the top, hot, medium, oriental.
What the fuck? What does that mean? Is that not very spicy? Is that spicy? What is it?
I don't know.
What the fuck does it mean? Do they just throw it at you on a Death Star or something?
Honestly, I walked in, I thought, this is going to be all right, you know what I mean? It's going to be okay. And I thought, right, well, I'll get a coffee. And I went in on my own because I heard about the place and from my family and said, oh, go here. I heard it's nice and stuff. So I went, all right, and I got a coffee. And it was like someone had just poured, like, instant spoonfuls of you know, coffee instant into a bowl of full of water and then just mixed it up and then poured it into my cup. And it was like £3 for this coffee. Oh, it'll be fine. And, you know, like, the decor was pretty good, you know what I mean? I'm just looking around, doing a bit of work and stuff while I'm waiting for it. And I got this burger and I thought, fucking hell, £6 for a burger. This is going to be a good burger. And then I thought, all right then. And this burger came. No chips. What the fuck? £6.
Well, it's oriental. China's got a bit of a shit economy at the moment, so no chips. Wait, sorry. You got a burger at this place. It's meant to be oriental.
Yeah.
Who recommended this place? Did you say Lynn?
It was Lynn. Oh, my mum.
I thought you said Lynn.
No, my mum.
Meg's friend, Lynn. Oh, your mum. Oh,
yeah, yeah, my mum. You can't really punch your mum. Told me about it. And, yeah, so I went along thinking, oh, yeah, this is going to be all right. And she hadn't been. She just said that she knew the people who owned it. I paid, like, an extra quid. Because, like, the standard burger was, like, £5.10.
Their
super burger, their, like, with their special sauce that you got to choose between oriental and very hot, was an extra quid. So I thought, oh, I'll go for the extra quid one, you know what I mean? I might as well. Sod it. And, yeah, and there was no sauce in it. It
just... What the fuck? Oh, yeah, that's why it's special. You just can't see it. It's like Emperor's clothing. Yeah, or Emperor's robes, or whatever the fuck it is.
Yeah. The Emperor's in the all together. Go on.
It sounds good. No, it doesn't sound good at all. It sounds expensive and shit. It's like, and not even oriental. It's like the worst that you could... It's like a really shit Nando's. Is Nando's meant to be like Spanish and Mexican? I don't even know.
Portuguese.
It's like, it's shit.
I don't mind Nando's, but the thing is from the view... I'm giving too much away, but from the view of where this restaurant is, I can see Nando's.
And you're just looking out at it. Like, really, so it's like people... Like a tear rolls down your face. Like,
I imagine that. For these prices, right, I could have gone in there and got a fucking half chicken. And you're just looking at the people, like, laughing as they walk into Nando's, throwing their heads back and going, ha, 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 ha. And then there's
and
all these people...
Whilst you're holding your burger and it just slips out between the two soggy baps, like, crying.
Oh, the tagline for this place, Dando, that their hook to get the students in is chillax.
Oh, what the fuck? I hope the owners die in a car crash. What the actual fuck? Who even uses that word anymore?
It's not a word. And yeah, I was looking around and I was thinking, oh well, they've got, like, you know, just when you take a sweep round, they've got a few musicians on the walls and stuff like that, and they've got a few instruments and stuff. Now I looked around, and after eating my burger, I was like looking at it in a different, you know, like in a different way, like a new perspective on it. I was like, that is a keyboard attached to the wall.
Like, not even on brackets, they've just put a nail through the keyboard onto a wall.
Yeah, literally, it's like above the door. And I was looking around at the like the posters and stuff of musicians, and there was like Rihanna. And like someone who I didn't recognise, but that's not to me because I don't really recognise people. And then there was like some, I can't remember what they were called, but like they've obviously, what they've done is they've thought, like, what are kids, what are the people of today into? And then I got it completely wrong.
What? Why was it?
I can't remember, but it was someone like that I remember like 5 years ago that's not, you know, that, that's why I can't remember the name.
You. So, like,
But you were Dido. It was Dido.
What? Dido?
Yeah.
What the fuck? I don't think I was in a Dido. I think my mum was in a Dido 5 years ago. I don't think I was.
But it's like, it wasn't, like, say if it was like an artistic image of, you know, like Dido, and it's like, oh, well, I suppose it's like a little bit niche and or something like that, but it wasn't. It's just obviously gone. They've got together and gone, right, guys, who do you think we should have on the walls? Oh, Rihanna. Oh, right. N-dubs. I've heard of them. Dido? Yeah, of course. I've heard one of their songs.
Yeah, they're not conflicting artists. They've got a lot in common, Dido and N-dubs. Fucking, I hate N-dubs. Did you hear about him spitting on someone who's been arrested?
No. I don't want to know.
I can't be asked telling you.
It infuriates me. It's like people who watch Jeremy Kyle.
Kill myself with alcohol.
It's like when people watch Jeremy Kyle and it's on and I'm like sat there like looking at them. I'm looking at them watching it going, why are you doing this to yourself?
All the people in the audience who go to watch it, like, what a set of dickheads they are. I know, saying that we know people who've been in the audience.
Really? Do we? Who's been in the audience we know?
You what?
Who's been in the audience that we know?
Karina, she always bangs on about it. Any opportunity to set the piss out of Karina.
Take
anyone in that fuck. I hate the world.
So, yeah. That was my review of that restaurant.
That shall not be named.
That shall not be named, because...
I think we should do that. We should just, like, go around restaurants and not name them, but still review them. And just, like, we'll say, like, yeah, half the restaurants in Bradford are shit, half of them are good. Good luck finding the good ones. That'd be really useful.
Yeah, but the thing is I've given so many clues there. If anyone's in Preston, they're going to be able to work it out.
So it's like Blue's Clues to, like, catching dysentery from a burger.
It was clean. It was really clean and stuff. I can't knock that. But it was like all the things on the side was just, like, really, like, they thought they were being profound by writing something in chalk on a blackboard that's on the wall, and it's like, no. It was like
a picture of Rihanna. What the fuck? Have they printed it off? They actually gone.
The signs on the wall was like, our food and music is our life. And it's like, oh, it's not, is it? It's not.
Well, you need food to sustain life, so you're a fucking idiot if you think otherwise, that food is not your life. and you're also a restaurant owner as well, so you'd be in a shit career choice if food wasn't your life.
Music, you've attached a keyboard. Not even a good keyboard.
Above the door.
It was one of those school ones that had the music, you know. Someone. Do you know, like, the little, like, the sign, the little top thing that you put music in? Yeah, like, when you were on the school keyboards.
Yeah.
It was one of them.
What? And it's, like, sticking off the wall with the keyboard. They've not taken it off.
No.
What the fuck?
It looked like a printer with keys.
Oh, dear. Oh. Let's not go there. That Mediterranean place were nice. I'll definitely go there again. But not the... No, just don't take me to that place. I'll know if we go there, because it'll be an oriental place that serves pork chops and burgers. And it's got shit musicians on the wall. So don't take me there.
No. Coco's is really nice. We'll do a second review. Coco's, Preston, amazing.
Yeah, it was brilliant. Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, it's really small and really, like, people don't really know about it. Loads of students just packed all the time.
Oh, shit. Drop my mic.
No, that's good. Right, should we wrap this motherfucker up? Right, I just wanted to say to everyone, we always forget to say, can you please review on iTunes? Leave us a review on iTunes if you're reading this. Don't matter if you say it's shit or not. Just give us a review, because we need to get like a rating on there so we get like put onto the iTunes system and stuff like that. You can still find us if we don't review us, but it's like we get more suggested listeners and stuff like that if you do review it, so that would be a big help. The only person who has reviewed it so far is Niall Kearns.
Has he reviewed it?
Yeah, he gave us 5 stars.
Did he? Oh, yeah. Glad. Did he put a comment on it or anything?
Yeah, I think he said absolutely hilarious or something like that. Yeah, nice lad.
Oh, brilliant.
Go on, Dando. Stop talking over me, you cock. Go on.
I was going to say, I'll give him a pound. All right. Yeah, no, it's fine, man. You talk away. I'm waiting for you to talk. I'm going to talk over you.
So, are you trying to talk over me?
No.
So, if you want to contact us... Oh, you're a cunt. You're a cunt. if you want to contact us, contact us via the Twitter. That's @DMPcast. If you want to contact us any other way, fuck off, because you can't. Because I can't be bothered reading any of our out.
Send me a fax.
Send all complaints, death threats, and any gifts or goodies that you don't want us to have to Sticky Chops in Preston. I'm fucking gonna have to bleep that.
Or the Daily Mirror, that's our second web address.
I don't mind, the Mirror's not as bad as Daily Mail.
I don't understand anything that's not The Guardian all the time, so it's just like, why even print it?
Yeah.
Just keep your thoughts to yourself.
We're both Guardian, aren't we? I always read Guardian. Anyway, fuck that. Why are we talking about newspapers? Shut up. God. Anyway.
We're trying to end it. I'm just like, go on, Beach. I know you want to talk about this.
Do you want to say anything, Dando, apart from death to the infidels or whatever you want to say?
I'm not a terrorist. No. Everything that I want to talk about, we'll do in our next podcast, because I've got loads to talk about.
Oh, and the next one.
Well, weird week.
Oh, sweet.
Talk about that in episode 6.
Okie dokie, guys, you've heard it. Get it on episode 6. This one will probably be out. Well, I don't even know when shall I release this. Fuck it, I might just release it in about an hour.
Let's do it tonight.
Yeah, I'll just release it tonight, and then we'll release the next one next week on next Friday. We'll start doing them on Fridays or something.
Yeah, that's a good idea. We'll do it on the weekends.
Yeah, sweet. Or I might just release this. I don't even know. What do you guys care? You'll know when it's released, because that's when you're listening to it.
It'll be in the iTunes podcast store. You can fucking appreciate it then.
Yeah, just send us write a review about the last 10 minutes of this service. It's just been us going. So what we're doing? Stop talking over me. Dando just got his finger caught in his bottle.
When I'm like trying to wave to someone with a bottle. Oh fuck, I've done it again. Just like waving my finger. I nearly broke it. I'm just like,
break his finger and hit himself in the head with the bottle. What a genius this lad is. Right, see you later, guys.
Fuck everyone.